The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joe Biden yesterday saying in an interview that he has other things to finish before starting a full-blown 2024 presidential campaign.
Are you running?
Well, apparently someone interviewed my wife today, I heard.
I heard that too, just before it came in.
I got to call her and find out. No, all kidding aside. My intention.
I got to call her and find out. Mr. Chairman, you think he's talked with the First Lady yet to decide whether or not he's going to be running?
You know, with Joe, it's hard to understand. Somebody, I mean, he's in a situation where it's almost like he's being pushed into this, I think, by not just his wife, family, but the Democrat Party, you know, who are concerned that nobody else could possibly win next year. It's just the corner that they've painted themselves into now, you know, that they really have nowhere else to go.
Wait. Let me stop you there, Mr. Chairman. Marianne Williamson. Are you forgetting about Marianne?
They have nowhere else to go. I mean, you know, wasn't this the candidate who was into reading crystals and doing other things like that and all this wonderful?
I think she has holistic
policy and yeah.
Yeah, I think she's done a séance or two here and there.
Well, they painted themselves in their corner. I mean, this is the problem that they have in order to come up with a serious candidate. And at this point, you know, he is all they have. I mean, there's the possibility sitting out there that, you know, the California governor could think about running, you know, Gavin Newsom or, you know, if Biden does not run, I don't think he would run against Biden in a primary. Of course, now you've seen what the Democrats have done with the primary timetable on their side as they tried to adjust things here and trying to move states like New Hampshire and Iowa away from the front of the pack in terms of selecting their nominee. And that's a nod to Biden and also to Jim Clyburn, by the way, here in South Carolina. And it's, you know, I think it's them trying to make sure that they can protect Biden somewhat.
Yeah, I agree. Why not go to a state that you can pretty much rest assured that you can win? I think Jim Clyburn would probably pull it through again for Biden, and rather than taking a chance of an embarrassment in one of those early states. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Well, there was plenty of speculation over the weekend on both sides of the aisle, both Democrats and Republicans. I mean, we saw a lot of activity on the Republican side as well. Of course, our very own junior senator, Tim Scott, in Iowa last week, traveling around the country, really spreading a pretty positive message. And, of course, we had Governor Ron DeSantis issuing his Florida blueprint, having a huge meeting of some very wealthy GOP donors in Palm Beach over the weekend. So it's going to get interesting. And, of course, one of the things that some of my listeners have brought up this morning has been RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel yesterday talking about a potential candidates having to sign a pledge that they'll support the eventual nominee. This is sort of a conversation we went through in 2016, isn't it?
It is the exact conversation that we went through in 2016. You know, and as a matter of fact, the pledge itself is almost verbatim the exact same pledge that all candidates, there were 17 of them, if you remember, signed in 2017 as a condition of being able to participate in RNC sanctioned debates. I mean, that's really what this hinges around. You know, I mean, of course, anybody's free to run and, you know, endorse or not endorse anybody that they wish, but insofar as the RNC actually sets up and sanctions debates for candidates, you know, there may be, say, up to a dozen of them between now and by the time we have a nominee. You know, as far as the RNC is working with networks and conservative organizations to put debates together, that candidates would agree in order to participate in those debates, that they agree that they would endorse the eventual nominee. And you know, you got to remember at the end of the day, the purpose of the RNC is to actually win the White House. That's the number one purpose of the Republican National Committee, why it was put together, to win the White House. And, you know, so why would we put together anything that would allow candidates to participate in it that weren't actually helping us accomplish that goal?
Right. Right. And ultimately, you know, all the speculation right now, of course, is whether Donald Trump will sign that. And typical Donald Trump, he's kind of playing a little coy there. But ultimately, I think that he will do what's best for the party, because I think he, more than anyone, wants to see Joe Biden defeated.
Well, let's just remember, again, flashback to, you know, 2016, you know, that's exactly what happened there as well.
Yeah.
At the end, former President Trump did sign the candidate pledge and did participate in all the debates. And again, he wants to win the White House back as well. And I'm sure that, like any other candidate, he would want the support of all of the other candidates who are potentially going to run. It's about party unity. I mean, unity makes victory more likely. That's the bottom line. We see that at local level, state level, and national level. You know, when the party's united, we're more likely to win. When we've got a positive, productive message that's relevant to voters, we're more likely to win. This works to help make that possible.
Yep. And that process in just a few weeks is going to kick off here as we have a precinct reorganization meetings coming up.
Yeah. Absolutely. So in the month of March, we have local precinct, neighborhood, if you will, meetings, organizational meetings all across the state for people who want to get involved in the Republican Party. It's basically, this is the process once every 2 years where we rebuild the party's organizational structure to put the campaign organization together to win the next election. It's a 2-year process for us. You know, voters don't see it all, basically. You know, most people see what happens in the fall of an election year. But this is a 2-year process to identify the volunteers and the leadership that will put the campaign in the field in the next election so that it makes it more likely that we win. You can go to scgop.com/getlocal, scgop.com/getlocal, and find out the dates and times and so forth for precinct meetings in March in your area. And those will be followed up with county conventions in April.
Yep. And then on to the state convention, where delegates to the national convention are chosen from there. So now's the time. Yeah. Just in the coming weeks, everyone who's listening this morning, you're going to have the opportunity to get involved. So go to scgop.com/getlocal, and all the information is there. Mr. Chairman, always good to have you, and we'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. Have a great one. Thank you.
Sure to. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. That site again, scgop.com/getlocal.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.